This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, boys and girls, time for Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Batar. He's not on the card tonight, so we got all the attention that we desire from you, Dr. Batar, unless you're distracted.
I'm always distracted, Robert.
Short attention spans, not just for millennials anymore, but Dr. Batar was leading the way a long time ago. Anyway, we're glad to be with you, and I'm glad you're with me today as we move into the era of the microbiome. We should say that because so much of doctors and science, you know, going into the very home for the microbiome or the microbiome itself and impacting on manifestation of any number of diseases, which in our mind, in our experience, doesn't preclude negating concepts of heavy metal toxicity, environmental degradation, etc., but all of that impacting the terrain, which impacts what grows there, which impacts the health of the host or the, you know, whatever it is where they say, here's your disease, give you that name. They won't go back to the origin story, the origin point, the real start and point of the diseases. That's what advanced medicine does.
You're right, Robert. That is what advanced medicine does. So the story that you wanted to cover was to do with the microbiome, correct?
Yeah, there's a really interesting story here, and we're getting more and more of them. It's hard to keep up with all of them. But talks about the use of penicillin, even just once in a low dose, affecting the gut microbiome and contributing to brain inflammation and changes in behavior of the children. So we're talking about women who are pregnant getting that, or maybe even a dose to a child once where you think, oh, it's just innocent, it's just one dose. I've often said over the years that even one dose of an antibiotic, if not corrected right away, could set you up for a lifelong series of so-called diagnoses or problems.
Yeah, you know, the use of steroids with antibiotics is one thing that I'm extremely averse to. The use of steroids, I'm averse to. The use of antibiotics in specific circumstances, I'm not averse to, but it's very, very rare that I will recommend that somebody use an antibiotic. So to bring the point home, I think that if you're going to end up using an antibiotic, there has to be a specific reason that where the benefits outweigh the risk. That would be something like meningococcemia or some type of like sepsis. And I know there are other ways of doing it. I've actually personally done something, this was almost 15 years ago, where I used silver and ozone, and I had a patient that was septic, and the patient had a white count of 22,000, was not aware of where she was, didn't know, you know, basically the family brought her into the clinic and they didn't want to go to the hospital. She had been a patient in the past. I said, go ahead and bring her in. We got some blood work. There had been blood work done that had been done 2 days before, but it had not come to us. It was from a different doctor's office. So we asked to have that blood work, sent to us, but it hadn't been reported yet. So they said they would report to us as soon as they could, they would get it. Mm-hmm. By the time I evaluated the patient, she didn't know where she was. She didn't know. She thought the year was like 1976. She thought that Nixon was the president. So she was definitely not alert and oriented to, you know, time, president, place. She knew who she was, but that was it. Mm-hmm. And, obviously altered mental status. She had a high fever. By that time, the lab called in with a panic value. Her white blood cell count was 22,000. And I actually gave her an IV. And I said, she has to go to the hospital. You know, she septic. She could die from this. Called the hospital. But while I was calling the hospital, I ordered IV silver, our MIS, molecular ionic silver solution, and an ozone treatment, and also give her a mineral loading dose. Well, by the time she was done with her IVs and as she got ready to go to the ER, she was now alert and oriented to time, place, everything. I mean, she knew, you know, where she was. Mm-hmm. In fact, her daughter said, "Mom, you didn't know who the president was." She said, "Honey, of course I knew who the president was." And, you know, she said who the president was. She knew everything. And she got to the hospital, and they did repeated the white count. And I think the white count was like 17,000. So it was still up there, but, you mm-hmm. know, that was just from what we did, but not
sure.
You can't always get that type of intervention unless you have access to physicians with those type of modalities available. So I think that antibiotics have a place, but I think mm-hmm. it's very, very. I mean, the way we use antibiotics, like they're M&Ms.
Dr. Bitar, based on, you know, that one experience, I mean, that would, in a normal scientific inquiry scenario, you'd be going, "Wow, that is so intriguing. Let's conduct the study," right? Somebody would propose it, get a research grant, do it. But, of course, it wouldn't result in a patented pharmaceutical petrochemical drug. So, again, who's going to invest in that to find out that, indeed, we have found a way, even in the most severe circumstances, where we could use, just for those examples that you've mentioned, silver and ozone. And I've talked about silver and oxygen having a great ability to work well with one another. And they also both have an opportunity and properties that neutralize these so-called bacterial infections, so that we could, if really medicine was invested in real science and inquiry, it would ask questions that might not come out with profitable answers to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. But again, advanced medicine is different because it's not beholden to those, you know, conflicts of interest. It's really trying to say, hey, what's most important here is healing. How do we facilitate the wellness, the recovery of the patient that comes to us for help? And we could validate this. And there are, as you know, physicians utilizing these things. We talk off-label all the time, but in a way that is non-toxic, actually helping them, that should be investigated. And that we could make moves beyond the trap that is antibiotics for everything, like you said, the M&M version.
Yeah, I mean, the indiscriminate use of antibiotics is a massive problem in our society. It has promoted a drug resistance, you know, basically bacteria that are resistant to the type of interventions that we have. Obviously, methyl-resistant staph aureus is a perfect example of that. It's promoted other types of drug resistance as well. And then when you really need a big gun, you don't have it because everything's mutated and adapted to whatever we're using right now, and that creates a problem. So there have been ER journals 20 years ago that were talking about how 75 to 80% of everything that presents in the emergency room, you know, from the, like the rhinitis, the runny noses, and the upper respiratory infections and the colds, most ER doctors are prescribing the use of antibiotics, and these are viral conditions. And problem is, if you use an antibiotic for a viral condition, then not only are you, then you're seriously throwing off the balance. You're throwing off the microbiome because now you've got a viral infection. The bacteria helps to basically balance the virus, so it doesn't make it the virus become as virulent. And now you're suppressing the bacteria, and then that mm-hmm. causes opportunistic other infections like the yeast issues to rise up. It causes the original issue. The bacteria gets suppressed. The good bacteria gets suppressed, then mm-hmm. allows the virus to become more virulent, and then allows for other non-beneficial pathogenic type bacteria to sprout up. So it creates it's mass havoc. And so for the vast majority, 90%, 95%, maybe even 98% of all infections that are treated with antibiotics, they should not be.
You may not have needed it at all. Yeah. Dr. Bitar, let me throw this out at you, because as I think about people say, "Well, I know it was viral, but when I got the antibiotic, I felt so much better." Now, I posit that the microflora that's still there, the bacterial species that are still there, the symptoms that you get in infection are not necessarily because of the bacteria, because in many cases, as you point out, some of these bacteria are known to do battle with those that you call pathogenic bacteria, that it completely suppresses the immune response. And, of course, without the immune response, you don't have the symptoms. The symptoms are what they call the disease, But the symptoms are actually the body working its, you know what, off to get over whatever the insult or assault actually is.
Yeah, this is something that I think we could really talk a lot about, Robert, because the first thing is, sometimes people get better and it's the placebo effect, right? So you get a pill and the thought process that the individual goes through is, oh, I've gotten some type of treatment and now I'm going to get better. And of course, in their mind, they are getting better because they're getting some kind of treatment. It doesn't matter that they may nothing be nothing in there except for maybe, you know, a sugar pill or just a saline, whatever is in there. There's nothing that's, quote, benefiting their infection. But the placebo effect is something that's extremely powerful. I've used it many times in patients when I was in the ER. I used it actually when I was in a general surgery resident. And you and I have talked about some of those stories. I think placebo is something that we in medicine should be harnessing more of because there is a tremendous benefit. We know that a placebo does not cause any harm. That's the first part. And the second part, if the placebo works, and, you know, where does the placebo get its power from? The placebo gets its power from because of our belief system. So if we believe that something's getting better and we can induce that without causing any type of harm, then we should be utilizing it. That's a side note. Next is that the placebo effect is probably giving them enough of a benefit that it creates a cascade of events. So the person feels better, increases your testosterone, your endorphins, all these different good feeling hormones you finally feel, resolution, there's less stress, adrenals aren't firing as much. You've kind of got the body kind of pauses. It's like a sigh of relief. I've got some treatment going on. And then the body starts to get into that mode of healing anyway because the body is a self-programmed healing, you know, a machine. We know that, right? That's why we said the power to heal is yours because it truly is there. Everybody's. That's our inherent power that God gave us. So the first is the placebo. Second is the belief system. Third is just getting a pause, getting that relaxation, getting that adrenal burst to kind of just kind of come down a little bit.
Right.
And then when you add those things in, a person's getting a tremendous benefit from there. The other aspect is that sometimes when you take that antibiotic and a person says, hey, I feel like I'm getting better, what's actually happening is that they're creating a cascade of events where the bacterial counts, whatever bacterial counts that they've got, you know, this mucus and the this whole cascade that basically erupts, that when they take the antibiotic, they never take the antibiotic by itself. It's always a decongestant or an antihistamine, or they're taking Tylenol. So there's an associated benefit of bringing the temperature down. Not that that's a beneficial thing, but the person feels
better. No, they feel better. That was my point. We're up on a break, Dr. Bitar. Hold on there. Also, they talked about increasing levels of aggression in the offspring of parents, moms in particular, who are on antibiotics during pregnancy, among other inflammatory cascades. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The Robert Scott, the Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We have hundreds, if not over 1,000 hours. I don't know how many it reaches to now, of advanced medicine shows that we've done together, Dr. Batar, and they were available at medicalrewind.com. Now you can go to advancedmedicine.com. Of course, for anybody around the world, you can go to iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio in Great Britain, as well as YouTube, now that we simulcast there. And Dr. Batar often simulcasts through Facebook Live and other things. Is there any other method that you're videotaping out to the world that we need to let them know about if they want to catch it later?
I don't know. The only thing we're really doing is YouTube. The videos we're going to be filming on Facebook that we're live streaming, just like you're doing on YouTube, but we're going to break those down, Robert, into certain segments. Mm-hmm. They can be searchable by topic. And
excellent.
We've started working on that now, so that's not quite ready to go yet, but it will start soon. But as far as live stream, it's only going to be at Facebook right now.
All right, very good. Well, there's an article here, and even in the new media, what we call alternative media or media 2.0, you got to wonder about the headlines. They're sensational. People want to drive you. There's clickbait. There's a headline here called Trump Warns Flu Shots Are the Greatest Scam in Medical History. Now, I don't know if he actually said it, but we do have some audio from a radio show back in 2015 before he was, I don't know if he was running for president yet. But give a listen to this and see what you think about the practicality of the man. Whether you like his politics or not, just listen to what he says here as he's inquiring. They inquire about the flu shot and before he was President Trump.
Donald, do you get the flu shot every year?
No.
Why?
No, I don't know. I've never had one. And thus far, I've never had the flu. I don't like the idea of injecting bad stuff into your body, which is basically what they do. And I guess this one has not been very effective to start off with, but the last one. But I've never had a flu shot, and I've never had the flu. I better knock on wood.
So, Dr. Batar, say what you will. I know that people are, you know, deranged and haters of Trump. But as they step back from that, And you got to realize this guy is smart. He's pragmatic. He observes. And, and you might disagree with what he does, but he has observed that the flu shot, not a good idea. And that makes him smarter than just about every other Democrat. I'm sorry, I just said it. Yes, I did.
Did you say smarter than all other Democrats? Are you comparing him to Democrats? Is that what you said?
I did, because, you know, think about the presidential candidates that were running. There was no Democrat that would say the flu shot is not a good idea. And right then, right there, puts Trump above them in terms of intelligence. I just said it. I did.
Well, Robert, I think that the first thing that you have to remember is that the science, the premise of science, the purest form of science, I believe, according to Socrates, or maybe it was Plato, I can't remember. I think it was Socrates, said that observation is where science starts, right? Science is the purest form of the observation is the purest form of science. So Trump has made an observation. You know, I don't know whether we can grade levels of intelligence from that or not, but I will tell you this. I mean, you know, right? There's a leap in a there's a leap that we can make. But you and I both know. You've actually asked me to talk about that story that I've talked about in the past when. You know, when I was in the military, you know, about the flu shot. So you, myself, and Trump, at least the three of us, are in complete agreement that the flu shot is absolute pure garbage.
Right, and, and the interview continued. Let's give a listen before the break here where it went from here.
How is it that you've never had the flu with all the business you've done over the years? You're always shaking hands.
I am shaking hands, and I just don't understand it myself. But I have friends that religiously get the flu shot, and then they get the flu. You know, that helps my thinking, because I say, why am I doing this? And then I've seen a lot of reports that the last flu shot is virtually totally ineffective.
There you go. Observation. You know, he's more scientific than the Democrats, who will scream and yell, oh, he's an anti-vaxxer. Get your flu shot. Don't pay any attention to what he said there, Dr. Bittar.
Yeah. Robert, sometimes you're so funny, because you're making this into a Republican and Democrat issue. And, that's just amusing to me. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I kind of get involved with reading a lot of this stuff. But
yes.
I think the puppet master is the same. They're controlling whether it's Republicans or Democrats. Who knows whether I'm right or...
You are correct. Now, Trump's a bit of a wild card, as we said. Not many candidates would come out and speak out against vaccines the way he has. So it leaves me some room to say, you know, he's not totally controlled. One last clip here. Let's hear.
I know how you can get the flu. You're a healthy guy, and I bet when those flu germs show up, you go, you're fired.
I fired them immediately.
Right? There it is. A little bit of humor there as well. And I'm just tongue-in-cheek, folks, about the liberal Democrat and the conservative Republican. There's a lot in the Hegelian dialectic that it plays everybody. We're not trying to fall prey to it, but we got to have fun with this, because a lot of people are taking the wrong things too seriously. Dr. Bittar is here with Advanced Medicine each and every week, and we are going to go into the subject of autism. Other environmental factors? Yeah, we'll discuss them. Go to robertscottbell.com, also advancedmedicine.com. Become part of the IADFW. We'll tell you how.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News.
A police officer is in critical condition after a shooting at a Chicago hospital. The shooter is dead, and at least three others are in critical condition. This woman heard the shooting.
It was like pow, 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 pow. It was extreme, and it was very loud, and it was close.
That audio courtesy of WBBM-TV in Chicago. The Pentagon is set to begin a drawdown of its 5,800 troops from the southwest border. That's at least according to Army Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan, who is running the mission from San Antonio, Texas. Democratic Senators Richard Blumenthal, Sheldon Whitehouse, and Mazie Hirono filed a lawsuit Monday to block President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general. The senators argue that Whitaker's appointment is in violation of the Constitution. It should be noted former President Barack Obama made these same sorts of appointments, and none of these three Democratic senators filed a lawsuit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Check out the show notes for all the articles we're discussing. If you want to learn more about why we see things the way we do, read them. Come back with questions or comments. We'd love to hear from you. When time permits, we'll do that. And, of course, because we do now YouTube simulcast as well as Dr. Bittar on Facebook and other things, we could sometimes talk to you through the breaks as well. And remember, we've also announced upcoming events. I've got a lecture the 29th of November in Tampa. For all of y'all, no, Dr. Bittar's not going to be there, so it'll be okay. It'll just be me, but I'd love to see you there at Abby's Health and Nutrition, November 29th. That's a Thursday evening. Dr. Bittar mentioned the Advanced Medicine Seminar, a two-day event in Pasadena, California in May. What was that date? May what? 20-something?
May 25th. And May 26th. You can go to advancedmedicineconference.com to register.
Mm-hmm.
Robert, I'm actually speaking on January 5th at, in Los Angeles also at the Yoga Expo.
Right.
Yeah.
So, folks, you have a sneak preview.
I'm the only doctor there. speaking, which is interesting. And I haven't done yoga in probably 15 years. I probably couldn't even do it right now, but they asked me to give
it. They're not going
to
make you do a yoga position while you're lecturing then, right?
Hopefully not, but I may have to start practicing right now. Just
yeah.
maybe hold a position for
a few. Get a little flexible just in case they call you out. Like, that's not a yoga guy.
Yeah.
Listen, the message you're delivering is certainly in line with those that want to be healthier, well, and empowered. And I think that's the basis for that yoga expo. So that'll be cool. So get a sneak preview. Go see Dr. Bitar there. And Super Don will make sure those links go out in the show notes as well as through social media. Now, moving into the next phase of discussion here, we come back to that autism topic. And, you know, of course, those of your longtime listeners know Dr. Bitar's story with his son, written about also in The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, international best-selling book, available even today in many languages. Now, there's more and more information coming out, even though they're often looking in the wrong place for what causes autism. It doesn't mean that by looking in the wrong place, they can't learn something. Right? They find contributing factors, more acknowledgement of the environment, the microbiome we talk about. This study, however, links the autism spectrum risk to mothers who had chronic respiratory ailments and inflammation during pregnancy. This almost kind of piggybacks off of that antibiotics during pregnancy, how it impacts negatively on the next generation, Dr. Bitar.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. So, Robert, I have not reviewed that study. No surprise to you, I'm sure. But can you say that again? So that it's based upon inflammation? Is that what you said?
Yes. Clinical trials have now shown an association between autism spectrum disorder and maternal immune activation. They call it, you know, this inflammation response during pregnancy, maybe an infection that happened. You know, they're not saying whether or not they used antibiotics in this, but I think, you know, regardless, they're saying that this immune response and this inflammatory cascade during pregnancy, they're showing an association with risk for autism in that baby.
You know, it's amazing to me that they do all these studies and they look at all these correlations, but the most obvious one, it's like worrying about a thimble of water that's going to spill on your carpet when you've got a massive hole in your ceiling that's the size of the entire roof and you've got a typhoon coming down on you. You know what I mean? It just defies logic. Why are you worried about, I mean, is there a contribution that inflammatory cascade due to an immune response in a pregnant female that it has a fetus that she's carrying in utero, that it could contribute to a cascade of events that could then contribute to a neurological deficit? Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Anything that happens to the mother can contribute to a neurological deficit. Of a fetus, you know, there's no doubt about that. Especially during that developmental stage of that 9 months, you know, third trimesters are critical. But of course, if the first and second trimesters things aren't done right, then you're going to have other issues where the brain won't even start to begin to develop correctly. But my point is, why not talk about the poison that we know is the only poison that causes denudation of neurofibrils? There's only one thing that causes that denudation of the neurofibrils, and that's mercury. And we're injecting that in there. Let's look at the CDC data that was released in the NHANES study back in 2002 that showed that 1 out of 6 women of childbearing age in the United States is mercury toxic. And then the American Academy of Pediatrics put out the data that 1 out of 6 children being born in the United States has some type of a neurological deficit. There's a correlation between 1 in 6 and mothers and 1 in 6 children that have a neurological deficit. 1 in 6 mothers being mercury toxic. So my point is very simple. They're talking about this cascade. Is there a contribution based upon what they're talking about, this inflammatory cascade? I'm sure there probably is. But is it the problem that causes the autism? No, it's not. It's not. That inflammatory cascade on top of the mercury that's causing the denudation of the neurofibrils will increase and exacerbate the condition. Yes. But is it the spark that caused the fire to burn down the forest? No. The answer is no.
What I bring up here in this study, like I said, we're pro-science, and it's like, fine that you learned this. And it's not that we're disputing the findings. But as you point out, you know, how much more is your risk to be injected with mercury and the resulting neurological damage that happens? You know, whether you had that exposure during pregnancy or not. Now, here's another story. This is all coming back to the law of the terrain. Another study, and I think it's a bit of a deflection and a distraction from what you're talking about, because they don't want to acknowledge the direct mercury issue. Does air pollution raise autism risk? So it was a study out of Australia, I believe, or a Canadian study, that talked about nitric oxide, a pollutant in the air, exposure, and the risk of autism manifestation by the age of five. And they once again said another increasing risk for autism. But it is, as you said, not the big hole in the roof that they apparently can't get funding to do, because it would point to what? Iatrogenic causes, modern medicine, injections, vaccination, which is sacrosanct, which is their basic sacrament in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. So as good as these studies may indeed be, to me they are ultimately a distraction and deflection from the real issue.
Well, you know, you talked about the air quality, and then, of course, they bring out the nitrous oxide aspect. Well, air quality is an issue, and it's not an issue because of the nitrous oxide. It's because of the mercury vapor from combustion of fossil fuels. You see this in cars, you know, mercury, lead, and cadmium. Very big issue with the amount of exhaust fumes that are being basically being put out, coal-burning furnaces, the industrial plants, the amount of mercury vapor that's being released. And so can that create a problem and contribute to autism? Absolutely. Mercury is the cause of autism. We've treated over 3,000 cases now in over 22 years of my practice, and our protocol, we've reversed the vast majority of those 3,000 cases, probably over 2,100, 2,200, because as long as we get them before the age of seven, you know, we've almost got a 99%, I don't want to say 100% because I'm sure there's some that haven't, but 99% of the kids that we get before the age of seven, they're fine. And then between 7 to, you know, 12 or 13, it's probably somewhere around 50, 60% of those kids today in neurotypic. And then above that, it really goes down. But the point is, if we can get those kids beforehand, we have gotten, before they turn 7, we have gotten incredible results. And what have we done? We've just taken off the mercury. Yeah, we've done other things with the guts and this and that, but that's not the primary treatment. The primary treatment is get the mercury out, and then rectify all the damage that the mercury caused, which includes their immune system, because there's immune suppression from the mercury, get their guts back in order, because, again, the mercury caused suppression of the immune system, which then allows for opportunistic infections, all these different things. But the meat and potatoes, the 99%, you know, effect that we've gotten is from removal of the mercury. It's not from nitrous oxide. It's not from decreasing the immune response or the inflammatory cascade or whatever else you want to say. It's just getting a known neurotoxic substance out of the body.
Yeah.
It's not the vaccine, or it's not the
fentanyl
amalgam. Whatever it is, they got mercury in their body. Get it out.
Get it out.
End of story.
And you know, one of the things here, we look at broad-spectrum activity. They talk about broad-spectrum antibiotics, things like that. Well, what is the most broad-spectrum in terms of toxicity, toxins? What can do the most damage to any and all systems? You know, we've talked about mercury specifically. It's known to be the second most toxic metal known to man. But look at mercury
Robert,
go ahead.
Robert, hold on. It's not the second most damaging metal in the world. It's the second most toxic substance known to man. Of course,
I stand corrected. Yes, I said it improperly. But, yeah, so I'm trying to drive the point home that you brought out. Of course, you've seen it clinically time and again, and people still struggle seemingly with that. But I don't know why there's a struggle with it, because if you look at the nitric oxide pollutants, other things, that the antibiotics that have been used, yeah, all of them, they say, oh, yeah, it ticks up a percentage point of risk. We're not denying that. But what is the most potent in terms of toxins that have this dramatic, tremendous, devastating impact to the brain and nervous system and any other system in the body? And you go, well, let's look at it. Mercury. How do you not see that?
Robert, even the material safety data sheet from Eli Lilly that came out in 1991, the same year, I believe it was the same year that the National Vaccine Initiative said they're going to stamp out childhood diseases, the material safety data sheet for Eli Lilly that produces thimerosal, ethyl mercury, as a preservative that's used in vaccines, the material safety data sheet said that thimerosal was a known neurotoxic substance known to cause severe neurological deficits, including but not limited to, had a whole bunch of things, including mental retardation. And they're still using it.
Yeah.
This is from 27 years ago.
Folks, yeah, there's dentistry as well. And this is why Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, as a physician of his day in the late 18th century, early 19th century, said, you know what? I can't stomach what doctors are doing. I am going to find some other way. And he developed homeopathic medicine. and they called him crazy. What about the real quacks, the using Quicksilver, right? Those are the dentists. Those are the doctors. Mercury was medicine back then. How is it still medicine in 2018 or a part of any medicine in 2018?
You're absolutely right, Robert. You know, it brings up something, Robert. I just start thinking about this. We've got a lot of footage from the Autism One conference. We've got a lot of interviews that we've done. We've got a lot of footage of Dr. Hooker. We've got our webinar that we, you and I did because we didn't have enough time to do the workshop. And we decided not to release this information, but there's so much crucial information in there. I'm wondering how many people that are listening to us, if we made this available, if we got this all this footage, probably 15, 16, 17 hours of footage, edited down, we'll probably end up being about, you know, 14 hours, 13 hours. I have no idea how many hours it'll be.
Yeah.
If we made this a program to educate parents, to empower them with knowledge, how many people would be interested in that? Because if there's enough interest in this, I'm going to get this thing down so people can at least have a resource to go to, and we'll put it in advanced benefits so people can actually, you know, go there and get the stuff so they can actually have something to look at and get empowered from.
All right. Well, we'll put it out there, folks. What do you think? You interested? Intrigued? If there's a way to do it, we'll want to make it happen for you. We are invested in educating, informing, and empowering you with information that you can't get pretty much anywhere else. It's Advanced Medicine on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, yeah, your friends don't know what they're missing, but you know what your friends are missing if they're not tuning into the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and at least the special hour each and every week at this time with Dr. Rajan Bittar. It's known as Advanced Medicine. You can go to advancedmedicine.com. You can sign up, become a member of the IADFW. Your invitation code here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is, I don't even remember anymore. Super Don might know it. I think it's 1358, but it just escapes me. But you'll go dig it out. It's usually in the notes.
I think that's what it is, 1358.
Yeah. In the meantime, of course, we've got modern medicine as a monopoly, monopolizing your freedom to choose the kind of health care you want. But in this monopoly, many people have now used the ER as their primary health care, right? The ER becomes a place where you're not dealing with traumatic injuries, things that are genuinely ER worthy, but everything. Now, the article in Forbes, Dr. Bittar, and you have worked as an emergency room physician, so you know what goes on there. This article in Forbes talks about the concern that it's like a one-night stand. Not that, you know, it's not appropriate to use the ER for primary health care, but that there's no relationship being developed. You show up, the doctor's never seen you, you've never seen the doctor. But as I mentioned on the break, these relationships are not really all that great if you were in an ongoing relationship with a doctor that sees you for 2 or 3 minutes at a time and maybe interrupts you at 11 seconds, according to the peer-reviewed journals about this. So there's too many, in my argument, too many interveners in the sacred doctor-patient relationship for even that to be successful.
Yeah, I completely agree, Robert. I'll sometimes have my staff say that, you know, in the past where, Dr. Can you just, you know, talk to X person or Y person, they don't have an appointment, they're just in there to get an IV treatment or whatever they're, you know, happen to be stopping by to pick up something, and they just want a quick second. And those quick seconds end up being 30 minutes, 45 minutes for me. So I don't even really understand how a person can be evaluated in 2 minutes. That's one reason for the development of the head map, because It takes 45 minutes or so to get all these questions, you know, to get all the information that you really need to be able to give a reasonable interpretation of what these different things may mean, what the symptoms of the person is experiencing may mean. But the beauty of the head map is that it converts that subjective symptomatic-based SF-36-oriented type data into a numeric value that's now an objective value that you can now track to assess efficacy as well as to determine if the person's getting efficacy of treatment, that is, as well as to track whether the person is getting better or worse. And that, the collection of that data takes 35 to 45 minutes to do. Now, as a provider, I can assess that information once I have it in front of me within 2 minutes. Yeah. But I can't collect that information in 2 minutes. And that's the thing. How can you collect the information that you need from the patient in 2 or 3 minutes to give them an piece of information or direction or advice or orient them in the right direction at least? How can you do that if you mm-hmm. can't, if it takes 2 minutes to assess it, leave alone how much time, 40 minutes to determine what the issue is in the first place?
You know, if I may, I think that's the brilliance of the AHEAD map. We are not in a situation where we have enough advanced medicine kind of doctors out there. You know, you've spent a lot of years trying to train doctors, but there are a few, but it's not enough. It won't be enough in a long time, if ever, as there are not enough homeopaths or naturopaths. And, you know, people that are genuinely invested in empowering people to heal because they go to the root cause. They really go dig deep. They don't have the time. The situation is different. So creating the AHEAD map, and folks, this is where you can go there. You can fill all this out by going to the advancedmedicine.com website and the IADFW we've talked about. But it provides that opportunity to get that information out there that you can, in fact, follow it, or you can work with a physician if you want to follow it and see genuine improvement, measurable marks, if you will, along the way. Again, not to toot your horn there, Dr. Bitar, but brilliant, bloody brilliant, as we say.
Well, thank you, Robert. I'll tell you, though, the reason I did it, they say that desperation is the mother of all innovation.
Mm-hmm.
I did it because not because I was trying to come up with something to market. By the way, the AHEAD map is free for everybody. You know that. Everybody knows that. Whether you're a provider, yeah, and your healthcare provider, your doctor, you want to use it for the patient, it's free. And if you're a patient or a client or somebody like that, it's free. And if you just want to use it yourself, it's free. And so it was designed really because I didn't have enough time to assess patients adequately. And so that's why it actually just kept on evolving that.
Right. Any more than we ever have enough time in any advanced medicine episode to cover everything we want to cover. But we always keep them wanting more. Because there's always more to give, more to learn, more to teach. Dr. Bitar, my friend, my brother, thank you for being with me to do this each and every week. Tell them what they need to know because we got to go.
I appreciate being here with you, Robert. The power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.